Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Going up on a Tuesday in the loop, Landry Locker, John Lopez, episode 173. Shout out to Jake DeLome and shout out to Alex Rodriguez. We are 29 days away from free agency, John Lopez. 29 days.
I was number 73.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, professionals only,
they
sir.
They still talk about me over there.
They had to have played on TV at least once. I don't think you played on TV.
No, I don't think I did.
29 days away from the start of NFL free agency and the pro day of Kyler Murray. We are 2 weeks away from the NFL Combine, also known as the Underwear Olympics. And the NFL world was taken. I don't even know how to. What would your headline be if John Lopez was typing a column about what happened yesterday in the NFL? What would your column be titled?
The NFL was set on its ear. Right?
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I don't know about that. I was expecting a little bit better from you.
Well, no, I was trying to work with what you said. You said taken.
I don't know. You can just erase that. I don't know about that one.
Oh, okay.
Taken by its ear.
Set on its ear.
Okay, if I'm walking into the gas station, because I'm not a subscriber to the Chronicle.
Right.
And I'm looking through those newspaper machines, and I see that, I'm not buying the column.
I was working with what you said. That might not be the first thing that what'd you say? You said taken aback?
Yeah.
And I was working with that, and I said, okay, not taken aback. Set on its ear means that it's shock and excitement.
Yeah, not doing that.
At once, which is kind of what happened with, you're talking about Kareem Hunt.
Not doing all that. Kareem Hunt signed by the Cleveland Browns. We broke the news yesterday, or actually we reacted to the broken news of that. I think the Texans can actually benefit from this. They didn't make the signing. I know a lot of people on Mad Radio this morning were a little upset that they didn't make the signing. But I think the Texans can actually benefit from this, and I'm going to tell you how right now. I'm not even going to save it.
All right.
I think the Texans...
Don't bury the lead, man. That's a newspaper expression.
They need playmakers on offense. I think the Texans need to trade for Duke Johnson right now from the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. Former Miami running back Duke Johnson. Duke Johnson is a guy who is what they hoped Tyler Irvin would be. He's not going to be a bruising running back, but he's a guy that can add elements to this offense. He had 47 catches last year. That would have been second on the Texans roster
right, for
the entire season. He would have had the most catches behind DeAndre Hopkins last year. He's not a guy that's going to run between the tackles, but when you have Kareem Hunt and you have Nick Chubb like they do, this is an opportunity for the Texans to go out there, bring in a playmaker like Duke Johnson. I don't know what the price would be. I would think maybe a fifth-round pick or something like that. But the Texans need to swoop in and take advantage of this controversy.
But aren't you also going counter to what your point was on Le'Veon Bell because of tread on the tires and, what you're going to pay for a running back, et cetera? So if it's not good for Le'Veon Bell, why is it good for Duke Johnson?
Because there's a difference between giving someone $35, $40 million guaranteed and trading a fifth-round pick for a guy that's already established that has shown that he can add a new element to your offense. I think it's a little bit different there. And I think it's a foregone conclusion that Duke Johnson will be gone. John Dorsey was asked about it yesterday, whether or not Duke Johnson would be on the market, and this was his quote: "I don't think it makes him expendable just yet."
Right.
So he's going to be traded. People are going to be trying to get Duke Johnson. The Texans need to be one of those teams. They at least need to be making the call to see what's up on Duke Johnson.
Well, I think what it does do is it sets the Texans up for other running backs who might be available, because now Kareem Hunt was always out there as one that somebody, I think less than a handful of teams, as I mentioned yesterday, realistically was going to try to acquire Kareem Hunt, but he's off the table now, so that means other available running backs are there now for you.
Exactly, and that's the whole point. I think the Texans can benefit from that, and I think they could also benefit from the biggest rumor in the NFL right now, which we're going to get into at 10:20. Mm-hmm. John McClain's going to join the show. He's already started his mock drafting. I have the one prospect that Brian Gaines should trade up for in the first round. I think you're familiar with his work, so yeah. We'll get into that. We're going to go out to Jacksonville and look at the quarterback possibilities out there with Lauren Rue of 10x10XL. Just what are fans saying? Because I think Kyler Murray to Jacksonville would be a nightmare. Just the thought of it makes me sick and makes me kind of tremble as a Texans fan. Then we're going to go out to Cleveland at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk to Daryl Ryder of 92.3 The Fan, who has an interesting perspective on this Kareem Hunt thing. And he's been getting a lot of nasty feedback from Browns fans. But there was also some nastiness today in Mad Radio. Mm-hmm. I love when I wake up to take a shower and I can hear Paul yelling, and I can hear like the overall passion that comes out when we talk about sports.
You were thinking about Paul in the shower today?
I was thinking about Paul in the shower today indirectly, but Paul and Mike and Seth opened up the phone lines and they got a call from someone we're very familiar with, Larry and Stafford, probably the biggest Texans fan in town. Very, very passionate. And this is what that call sounded like. And this is how the passion gets flowing whenever controversy happens in the NFL. This is Paul versus Larry and Stafford.
This hypocrisy that I'm hearing from some of these folks and some of y'all up there, man, it's kind of sickening, man. Because let me explain to you why. We understand no one is sitting here advocating that what Kareem Hunt has done was right. And, Paul, I heard you said he had three chances. I know plenty of guys that have got multiple chances to play in the National Football League.
Why does he deserve a fourth? Why does he get the benefit of the doubt for a fourth?
Let me explain to you why. Because at some point in your life, you made mistakes. Because you have been the same person that says it's okay for Brian Cushing to be in that locker room. It's not about the act. It's about their character. Both of these guys have made a mistake, and we understand it.
Totally different mistakes.
It's a mistake. And so you're saying that he doesn't deserve an opportunity to learn from it. The NFL has allowed Julian Edelman to become the Super Bowl MVP.
Stop confusing PEDs with guys who are beating up people off the clock. They're totally different.
You're saying that one person is okay because his character is just because this is the problem, Paul, because you're a hypocrite.
And you're I'm a hypocrite.
You say one thing on one side of the fence, and the other thing.
Three violent incidents in 6 months. How does that relate to someone who has been, I don't know, found guilty of doing PEDs? Like, where is the comparison between those two?
It's not apples and oranges. We're still talking about the character. That's what I'm talking about. What makes Brian Cushing's character so much better than Kareem?
I'm telling you, my gut reaction to when I heard this as well this morning was, you're not going to, and this is kind of the climate in general in our society today, but specifically to this, you have an opinion on it. Ben's in for Figgy today. Ben has an opinion.
Shout out to Ben G.
Ben Gary, Ben Ross, and obviously Paul has one. Larry and Stafford has one. You're not going to change their mind. You're not going to change their mind. In one person's mind, it might be, and it's not just Larry and Stafford. There are a lot. We've gotten a few texts, more so condemning, him going to Cleveland than saying, hey, he deserves a fourth chance, and kind of comparing one to the other. You're not going to change their mind. But here's this: as much as you're not going to change their mind, it shows you just how volatile this topic is, just how volatile domestic abuse is, and where is that kind of passion for the PEDs? It's not there. It's just not there. So it's okay to juice and cheat in some guys, and I don't think the guy should be in the league. That's me personally. You're probably not going to change my mind on that, but I get that I'm not going to change yours.
I also think that the biggest mistake that we make in society and in sports is generalization. And I think we generalize things and we lump an issue into one category. And what I mean by that is the Chiefs got rid of Kareem Hunt. Mm-hmm. So they got rid of Kareem Hunt. The Browns are a completely different organization. So if the Browns are willing to roll the dice, I think that's okay, because not all NFL teams have the same morals and not all of them have the same mentalities. Mm-hmm. That's what separates organizations. Some teams like to pay for high-priced free agents. Some like to go shop in the bargain bin and bring up mid-tier free agents. Mm-hmm. Like, there's different moral compasses among NFL organizations, and I'm just fine with that. So the disagreement I have with Paul's take is that, and I think the Brian Cushing, Kareem Hunt comparison is a major reach by Larry and Stafford. I think that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can say character, but there are different layers of what defines your character. And you can't lump PEDs in with domestic violence. I understand getting a second chance, but that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard to even lump that in. But I think just because the Chiefs don't want to give Kareem Hunt a chance doesn't mean that the Browns don't have the right to give Kareem Hunt another chance. It's like companies. NFL organizations are like companies, and they have different mentalities.
Mm-hmm. I also think it depends on how you feel about your specific team, your particular team. I associate my teams, my professional teams in this city, with my city.
Okay.
You know, so I think they represent my city.
You do.
I do. Because they have our city's name on their chest when they're on the road usually, right? And so that's why I wouldn't want Kareem Hunt here, because he represents my city, and I don't want that guy representing my city. Now, some people just look at their team.
No, I respect that.
You know what I'm saying?
I respect your opinion. I don't look at athletes. I don't put athletes on that kind of pedestal. I think it's great that the Texans have some guys that are great in the community. I think we're lucky to have guys like J.J. Watt. We're lucky to have guys like Nuke Hopkins. We're lucky to have those guys in the community. But I don't necessarily expect the athletes that go out there and perform on Sunday to represent what I want the community to represent.
No. And look, I'm not getting my moral guideline from the Houston Texans. All I'm saying is I know they represent my city. When I'm out of town and I talk about the Houston Texans or the Houston Rockets or the Houston Astros, somebody's going to say, man, you guys signed Kareem Hunt? I don't want that. I don't like that. But I get that some people they totally disassociate, you know, their team that they support with representing them as a city.
But what about
a team they support?
But as a business owner, a lot of times, you know, you roll the dice on certain things. And the reality of the Kareem Hunt situation is a guy that led the league in rushing 2 years ago and was on track to be in an all-pro this year for the Kansas City Chiefs. A guy like that is not going to be available to be signed for whatever he signed for, $1 million very often.
Right.
So a lot of times when you buy low with guys like this, you have that opportunity because of his past
this
flaws.
Is true, but there let's suppose that Kareem Hunt was as good at radio as he is at football. I wouldn't want Entercom to hire him. I wouldn't want to be represented and affiliated with Kareem Hunt in this building. And, you know, maybe you're in oil and gas. Would you or would you say screw that? Let's just finish let's talk about the finished product here. You know, maybe there are people on this show, people in this building who would say, yeah, we want Kareem Hunt on the radio because he's gonna be awesome. We're gonna sell. We're gonna make money and all that. Me personally, I don't want that because I associate the things that I am involved with representing a part of me, and that's why I don't want Kareem Hunt on this team.
So you felt proud to be a Texan fan yesterday because they didn't sign Kareem Hunt.
Absolutely, and they didn't even think about it. Now and then there's variations of that because PEDs. I've kind of, you know, I get where you could be popped for taking something over the counter from GNC and not know it. I mean, so I get there's some wiggle room there.
I don't care about PEDs.
There's a gray area.
I don't care. I mock the fact that a guy with PEDs is going to be a strength and conditioning coach, but in the big scheme of things.
And maybe I'm being a hypocrite.
If you do PEDs, I don't care.
I'm just saying that you're not going to tell me how I feel. You know, that's how I feel about PEDs. Sometimes if it's blatant, if it's, you know, this guy's just got syringes sticking out of his butt, I would probably, you know, change my opinion on that. But there are, you know, there are variations of that.
Syringes out the butt.
Exactly.
Coming up next, I had nightmares yesterday at the thought of Kyler Murray being the Jags quarterback. I'll tell you why, and also how the Texans could benefit from the most controversial hiring of the NFL's offseason. Keep it locked. It's In the Loop on a Tuesday on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.